USA Radio News with Lance Price.
Severe weather is threatening more than 50 million Americans. More than a dozen states from the southern plains to the southeastern coast are facing some type of severe weather risk for the next couple of days. A tornado outbreak has already slammed Texas and parts of Oklahoma Monday. The greatest threat of tornadoes will be a triangle pattern from Houston, Texas, to Memphis, Tennessee, to Tallahassee, Florida, and includes Atlanta and New Orleans. President Biden is sounding the alarm and warned of Russian cyber attacks against the United States, what he called new intelligence concerning Putin's regime.
As I said, the magnitude of Russia's cyber capacity is fairly consequential, and it's coming. The federal government is doing its part to get ready. But under U.S. law, as you all remember, the private sector, all of you, largely decides the protections that you will or will not take.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The city of Miami Beach, Florida has declared a state of emergency in addition to implementing an upcoming curfew in order to curb violence. The move from officials comes after shootings this past weekend wounded 5 people. Let's get an update on the Russian war in Ukraine.
The Pentagon says there hasn't been an increase in foreign fighters for Russia in Ukraine. Press Secretary John Kirby saying Russia has been putting out messages to other countries, especially the Middle East, about having them join Russian forces in their unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Kirby also says the United States has had conversations with other countries about getting more supplies to Ukraine.
So these are ongoing discussions that we're having not only with that nation but many others about how to provide Ukraine the kinds of defensive capabilities to include long-range air defense that we know that they're comfortable using, they're trained on.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A proposal introduced in the California State Assembly would allow parents in the state to sue social media companies that knew or should have known that their products were addictive to children. Democrat Buffy Wicks and Republican Jordan Cunningham are the co-sponsors. They say it's time to strengthen our privacy protections, ban targeting advertising to children, demand tech companies stop collecting personal data on children. With American energy prices going through the roof, the blame game is being played in Washington. President Biden.
Public saying it's Biden's gas pipeline. Biden said he's going to stop the Keystone pipeline, and I did. And that's the reason prices went up. Folks, let's get something straight here. The Keystone pipeline was 2 years away and had been 2% finished. Give me a break.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky.
The Biden administration wants to claim that a full year's worth of price hikes were all caused by a war Putin started 3 weeks ago. First, the Biden administration rolls out a direct attack on American energy. Then working families feel the pinch. And then Democrats try to deflect the blame. Take the Keystone XL pipeline. President Biden made canceling it a day one priority. The problem is that back during the Obama administration, their own analysis suggested the project would be fully operational by 2013.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.